can pull this down so that you can see them both. There you go. Good job. And you can see it's there, so you're good to go.
Do I need to check the email?
Yes. We're using this. Bear with this, y'all. She's doing great, isn't she? Let's give Tina some encouragement, y'all. Let her know how great she is doing. I have been on that side, and I can tell you it can be nerve-wracking because it's kind of a lot. There's a lot of technical stuff over here.
Neva's encouraging us. Hi, Neva.
Oh, that made it worse. Now I'm really nervous. No.
She said, good morning, ladies. You're doing great.
I love you, Neva.
Mignon Sayre. Hi, Mignon. Ask us to pray for her friend, Natasha. Her mom's going to be with the Lord. We want to pray for the family of Bob Main, who is in his permanent home. His services are today. And then we want to continue to pray for the young lady that was electrocuted in the work accident, Ashlyn Franklin. She's been running high fevers, and she's possibly supposed to go into another surgery today to replace the wound vax and to do more skin grafts.
Oh, okay. Father God, I just come before your throne. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you for just being who you are. Loving and kind, forgiving, faithful. And you even encourage me when I need it. You're just amazing, Lord. Father, I bring Ashlyn Franklin before you. You knew her before. You knitted her together in the womb of her mother. I ask that you go, and I ask that you just show out, Lord. Show her who you are. Give her comfort. Give her peace. Direct her in her purpose. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing to her. We ask you, Lord, just let her feel your warmth, your healing touch in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, I bring before you the family of Bob Main. I ask that you use this to glorify your name, Lord. Draw them near. Give them peace and comfort. Help them, Lord, to see the celebration, to celebrate his homecoming. For his true home is there with you. And I just ask that you comfort and let your peace fall on them, Lord. Let them feel your peace. Walk them through the grief, Lord. When we lose someone we love, there's grief. There's good grief, and then there's bad grief, Lord. The grief that we just get stuck in. I ask that you cover them, Lord, so they don't get stuck in the grief, Lord. That they steadily walk it out with you. And get your comfort and peace that surpasses all understanding. We bring Natasha, her mom, Natasha's mom, Lord. We don't know her, but you do. And that comforts my heart, Lord, that you know your people. You know them even if they don't know they're your people yet. You still love them and have compassion. I ask that you draw near this hour for Natasha and her mom and the family, Lord, as they prepare for her homecoming. You don't take them. You receive them, Lord. You gave me that word over my own daughter's death. I became so angry at you, and for that I'm so sorry. I had it twisted, and I'm so sorry. Lord, I bind the enemy in his lies. Let them see your hand, Lord, your love. Let them feel your presence in this time. Walk them through it, Lord. Walk them through it. In Jesus' name, amen. Heart to heart. Forgiven and set free. A compassionate and confidential four-week Bible study designed to help guide suffering and hurting women through the emotional scars of past abortion experiences. It's Mondays only from April 3rd today through the 24th from 6 to 7 this evening. For more information or to enroll, you can call 580-243-2229 Monday through Thursday from noon to 6.
Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott.
The Refuge Church is now located at the New Liberty Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off, y'all.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635.
And let us not forget Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located right here at the Promise Center in Elk City. We are so blessed and thankful for this war room that they have blessed us with.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Bardice Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
getting a message about the video?
No.
Maybe it's just my phone. Maybe it's my connection.
We're back.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of my day. Back to you, Monica.
Thank you, sister. And you are doing so good.
Thank you.
We are so blessed that you are here.
I am blessed to be here.
God's so cool.
He's amazing.
Right time, right place, right people. It's so cool how he just lines everything up. You know, he has orchestrated. I can see, looking at my life, I can really see how he has just orchestrated everything. And it just blows me away. I'm like, wow, you're so cool, Lord. And just when I think, okay, how much cooler, you know, can you get any cooler, Lord? And then it's like, yes, I can.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, you can. So at this meeting this weekend at the Spring Advancement, it was just off the charts for me. And I'm still processing everything that went on, because it was power-packed 3 days. And it was just amazing. So one of the things that the Lord helped me one of the things he enlightened me on, thank you, Lord, is, so I keep having some issues, and he was so faithful to shed the light on why, and now I have to work through that. So I asked the Lord, why am I having some of these issues? And he so very sweetly said, stop taking the bull by the horns, Monica. Just trust me.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that he's been working on me with, is my trust in him. He is building my trust in him. However, I have a choice to make. I can receive it and apply it, or I can turn away from it and ignore it. And I'm a sissy for the Lord now, so I really try to receive and apply correction. I haven't always been I haven't always been one that likes correction. And my mama can testify to that. My mama's a witness. She, you know, my mama, don't do that, or you can't do that. And I would find several ways that I could and showed her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, I ended up grounded or whatever, but I've learned that I had to stop taking the bull by the horns in some things and just put my hands up and give it to God. You know, whenever we are helping someone come to Christ, we don't get to decide. That hurt.
I got my toes up already.
I gotta
over
pick
here.
My feet up on this one, y'all, because that kind of hurt me when I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the truth, and sometimes truth hurts, but it's okay. it's because he loves me that he corrects me. So I have a tendency to grab the bull by the horns, and I've got to quit doing that. When I am helping someone or trying to introduce someone to Christ, I don't get to determine who, what, when, where, and why. I don't, that's not for me. What is for me is, I'm Monica, I'm a child of God. Do you know Jesus? Do you know that you are dearly loved? Do you know that? And for example, yes. One example is my bonus daughter, Kaylin. When she reached out to me and asked for help, and I introduced her to my Jesus and told her about the treasure that God has for her that has her name on it in heaven. And Jesus is the key to unlock that treasure chest and receive all that God has for you through Christ Jesus. And I think it was 3 or 4 detox centers and 3 rehab centers. I had one that I wanted her to go to, and she agreed. However, it wasn't for her. Now, she did get her spiritual healing that she needed there. And then it was like she was over, it was done. So she left. And when she left, she just split. And then she called me and was like, will you come get me? I already left the center. And my blood started boiling. I began to get angry, you know. And so instead of reacting on the anger, instead of reacting, I responded by turning to God. Lord, you know, I don't want to go get her. She needs that place. And I just, you know, Lord, she just needs to go back to that place. She needs to go back there and finish. And then I said, but Lord, you know her better than I do. You know what she needs and when she needs it. What do I need to do? Because I don't know what to do. I don't want to go get her. But I don't know what do you want me to do? And he said, you need to go get her. If you don't, someone will. And I did. And that's, you know, I had my idea of what she needed. Mm-hmm. I knew what she needed. This is what she needs. Yeah. So I got corrected. I got to let go and trust God and not take her by the horns and force her to do things that I believe she needs. Because I'm not God in her. I'm not God. I'm just me. I am me. I am his child. I'm a vessel. And I don't get to determine how she gets her healing. I don't get to determine how she comes to Christ and follows Christ. God did such a work in her. Her husband is from India. He went to church with her. Not yesterday. I don't know if they went yesterday, but the Sunday before. And the Lord showed me, see, trust me. I'm letting go of the horns. Help me not grab the horns, Lord. I don't want to grab no more horns, Lord. I don't want to grab no more horns.
It's awesome when we get to see the results of being obedient to.
Yeah.
Sometimes we might not see.
And you know, had I not, I made up my mind I wanted to go to this spring advancement. And stuff come at me. I mean, it was like Friday whenever I was trying to get ready to go. It was like boom, 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 boom. One thing right after another. You know, we was hoping to leave by noon. We didn't leave till like, I don't know, 2 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was just one thing after another. You know, one block, you know, this, and this. Just a lot of things thrown. And I was like, and I finally got to the point where I got angry. And I was like, you know what? I don't care what you throw at me. I'm going to go. I rebuke you, devil, and all your tricks, schemes, and scams trying to keep me from what God has for me. I am going. The Lord said he has something for me there, so I'm going to get it. I'm going to get mine. Like it or not, sucker, mm-hmm. I'm going to get mine. So you need to get out of my way. Move. Move it. Get out of the way. I'm going. Because my daddy done told me he got something for me there. And I want everything my daddy has for me. So I'm going to go and I'm going to get it. And not only did I get something, my mama and my sister got it.
That's awesome.
Got something from our father. And like I said, if you've never heard of a Glow International, I want to encourage you to go to glowinternational.org. And they have a Facebook page, a Glow OTK.
I didn't realize they had a Facebook.
Yes. I want to give you the right information. So.
And you can also go to our page on yes. Facebook. And go back and catch some of the replays where Monica was live there.
It is. I had it right. Thank you, Lord. It was right. A Glow OTK is their Facebook page. I want to encourage you, if you've never heard of them or if you're curious, I would highly encourage you to check it out, to check them out. They are amazing. What an amazing, powerful weekend it was. Like I said, I'm still processing it. I couldn't even put it on paper if I wanted to yet. Because I'm still processing it. And it's just, everything was so powerful. The speakers, it was just, wow. That's the only word I can say right now about that spring advancement this weekend is wow. Wow, Lord. You wooed me even more. Wow. 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 So what did you get did you catch any of it?
I did. I caught some of it on the replays, but... I really enjoyed listening. Stella, was that her name? Oh, she has some powerful testimonies.
Yes.
And so I'm still processing some of it too, but they hit the mark for sure.
And you know, it's like, okay, so I like this. This was explained to me by Pastor Dwight and Sharon. By Pastor Dwight, and you know, you ever go, like when you go on a trip and you go to the restroom and you wash your hands and you have the paper towel holder, don't minimize the power of God ever, because his power moves. And you know, when you go into the restroom and you wash your hands and you have the paper towel dispensers, okay, to dry your hands with, some of them, you know, they give you just about this much to dry your hands. Well, on some of them machines, some of them machines, when they start to dispense the paper towel out, if you grab it on both ends, on both sides, and we're at the bottom, both hands. When the paper starts coming out, if you grab it and you pull it, more paper towel comes out. And that's from, it's like, you know, someone who is anointed. If they have the power of God on them, the anointing of the Lord, it don't matter where you're at. It don't matter if you're watching on Facebook. It don't matter. I mean, if you can't be there, or if you're like I was, I don't know. You know, if you reach out and grab it, when the anointing starts to flow, you reach out and pull that anointing to you. It can reach you. It can reach you. But you have to want that. You have to want it. Mm-hmm. You have to want more than what's You have to want more. And when you want the more, and you put forth the effort, He delivers. He delivers. So don't minimize. Don't minimize the anointing. Because when the power of God moves, nothing. When it moves, it can move. Even through a screen, it can. Mm-hmm. You can feel it come out of that screen. Mm-hmm. You can feel it. I have felt it come out of my phone. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is want it. Want that. Want that. Want more from the Lord. Want more. And just show up. Make up your mind to show up. When an excuse comes at you, because I had a few excuses to cancel this weekend. Mm-hmm. I had some. I'm like, nope. I'm going. I didn't accept any of the excuses that were right here. You know, all these excuses, you know, there was 3 to 4 excuses as to, you know, I think I'll just stay home and take care of this, and this. Mm-hmm. Nope. That can wait. I'm going. I feel the pull. I feel it. I'm going to show up so my God can show out. And I'm just still processing it all. It was that powerful. And, you know, for people that go back, if you go back and watch it on our Facebook page, I want to encourage you to pull. Mm-hmm. Pull that anointing. Open your heart. And ask the Lord to draw near and pull that anointing.
You were talking about the more, and I'm not going to tell her story. They'll have to go back and listen to it. But when Stella was talking about the day that she took off work and prayed,
yes,
that made me want more. I'm going home
girl,
today.
Yes.
And I'm going to get me some of that, because that was an amazing testimony.
Yes. And, you know, that's one thing. That's another thing. Thank you for bringing that up, because that's another thing that I had been questioning. You know, that's one of the differences, you know, that I was, I don't like that word. Yes, sir. That's one of the things I was wrestling with the Lord about.
I had a feeling that was going to be the word you were going to use. I wrestle with the Lord, too. Don't feel bad.
You know, but... is why am I different? You know, why when this situation happened and I seen Jesus and I sat on the cloud with Jesus and the things that I seen and the things he spoke, when I went there this weekend, the Lord just spoke sweetly and, you know, really encouraged my heart. And one of the things he said when she was speaking about that, the Lord said, see, see, it's okay. It's okay to be you. I don't have to get permission. I don't have to get permission from my mom to be who God created me to be. I don't have to get permission from people to be who God created me to be. And the Lord told me, just keep your focus fixed on pleasing me. Mm. Who am I? And he asked me this question. And I want to ask you this question today. What matters more to you? What matters more to you? What others think and say about you? Or what your Heavenly Father knows about you? And if you're like me, was so beat down, broke down, hopeless, faithless, just done. I want you to know if you're still breathing, you still have a purpose. You were created for a purpose. Ask God for your passion. And whenever you get your passion for your purpose, full steam ahead. Full steam ahead. I'm just so happy.
That's so awesome. I'm really glad that you got to go and you got to live stream it so I could be a part of it. I've heard of a glow before, but I didn't really know much about it. I had just heard of it. So I'm going to have to go check out their Facebook page.
Yes.
And their website.
OTK. And then, and I just, for me, I love how the Lord weaves things together. I cannot deny, you know, you know, OTK. Well, it's like, okay, TKO, total knockout. But the Lord says no throat punching. Throat punching is not allowed.
That's only for the devil.
Yeah. And no, I'm not allowed to throat punch people. Yeah. That's the rule. No throat punching people and no inspecting their fruits with a hammer. Let me pick my feet up. Yeah, because I'm that one. I'm that one. I'm the one that the Lord says. And he loves me the way I am because he created me this way. So if you have a problem with me, you need to take it up with him because I'm just doing my best to become who he created me to be. And I get on my own nervous sometimes, y'all, so it's okay. I do love y'all. God loves you. Jesus loves you. And we love you. So are we ready to do the...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I almost forgot. I'm going to pull up the wheel. Here.
Oh, you want to
do it?
No.
Oh, I didn't mean to spin it yet. Hang on. Let me. I accidentally pushed it, but I can restart it.
Today's program has been brought to you on the wings in a prayer.
Do you want to go up there and do it, or do you want me to do it? I just put it in front of the dealy.
Okay, so you tell me.
Tap the deal. Do you want me to do it?
I've showed you how to do some of this part. Now you show me how to do some.
Oh, you just tap it and it'll
just
spin.
Just touch it?
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all, we're going to spin the wheel, so.
I'm glad you reminded me because I forgot. Yeah.
Lisa, Lisa, you got the book. Yay, Lisa.
Congratulations, Lisa.
Lisa, if you will message us your address, we will get the book out to you.
You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of my day, from myself, Tina, from my beautiful sister in Christ, Miss Monica. Y'all have a great day.
You did so great.
And we'll see you in the morning.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.